Water is a powerful image in Taoism. It is strong and soft. It is still. It is slow. It is rushing. It is humble, always settling into the very lowest of places. It is life-sustaining, and yet it can be a powerful destroyer. It is like our inner spirit. It can be clear and beautiful, or filled with debris, with mud, mucking up our thoughts and emotions. I would like to now share some readings from the Tao Te Ching, the sacred text of Taoism. Nature does not have to insist, can blow for only half a morning, rain for only half a day. The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain. Thus, it is like the Tao. Nothing in the world is as soft and yielding as water. Yet, for dissolving the hard and inflexible, nothing can surpass it. The soft overcomes the hard, the gentle overcomes the rigid. Everyone knows that this is true, but few can put it into practice. And finally, do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? 100 years ago, Unitarian Universalist churches, especially the Unitarian ones from New England or in New England, would close their doors and not meet over the summer, and then they would regather the Sunday after Labor Day in the fall. From that habit, probably brought about originally by summer heat and no air conditioning, this second Sunday of September is recognized in our tradition as a time of ingathering. And in some time this past century, water communion also became part of ingathering, with people bringing waters collected from any travels over the summer to pour into the communion bowl. The water we will pour today symbolizes each one of us and our families, and the bowl symbolizes our community, our capacity to hold each one of us, create a whole. Prairie and most of our churches no longer close down over the summer, and many of us, of course, don't travel that much over the summer. So many of our churches have stopped the water communion ceremony as well, not liking the travelogue sense of it. But I believe it is a beautiful ceremony, and that the element of water offers us many blessings, including all the power it has in Taoism. And I know that we can practice speaking to the soul and heart lessons of our water, how it might represent how we have grown or changed over the summer, rested or played. Every one of us needs to receive the communal blessing of being together, too, of being part of a greater spirit, of being truly seen and accepted by others. Every year, we return to this well to offer a bit of our spirit to create the whole, the larger unity, so that we all can draw upon it, that we might become our best selves. I invite you all to participate as you feel called to do so in this ritual of community. Everyone is invited to become part of it. And as you come forward, you can either silently add a bit of water to our bowl or say a few words about what your water symbolizes. As always, I've brought a pitcher of water, knowing that many of you didn't travel and or didn't even bring any water from your kitchen sink, and that is okay. There's plenty of water for all of us. I'm going to put the microphone over there, too, so please use that if you have a few remarks that you would like to make.